parables in Mark, the fourth chapter, of both the sower and a mustard seed. Jesus teaches his followers by speaking in parables. Jesus has moved from simply healing and casting out demons to teach about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is shown by parables in small pieces. They can be difficult to understand. How do we know what Jesus is trying to say in these parables? If we cannot understand a parable and need to ask for help, it is like having someone explain a joke in order to get the punchline. Parables are not meant to be explained, but to be pondered. So let us ponder this for a moment. The farmer in this parable could be seen as the one who proclaims the good news, who goes out preaching the gospel. The farmer spreads the seeds, but does not choose where the seed lands. Just let the wind take the word, and it will land on all kinds of soil. This parable is not about who we are in the story as much as it is about the word being spread to all places. I like to think that this is about how God chooses to be generous with the word and lets it fly everywhere, even if that means it will not take root in all places. People may claim that this is wasteful or carefree. God is generous and extravagant with the sharing of the word, sending it carelessly into the wind. Jesus needs to reveal to the disciples in private later what the seed flinging means. Can anyone understand the good news of the kingdom of God coming if they have not yet witnessed Easter? The parables should make us want to dig deeper into the gospel, to struggle with the mystery of God. The parable is about the power of God and the kingdom of God, and not about separating God's people. Like last week, Jesus spent time with the tax collectors and sinners, not the righteous. Jesus talks about the kingdom of God and the power of God to change the thinking of the people. Not necessarily to change people, but to change their thinking. When a parable gets us to go to the less fortunate, to the homeless, the poor, and the imprisoned, then God's word of love, to love your neighbor as yourself, is being fulfilled. What do we hear in the parables? Where do we cast the seeds that lead to faith? Are we selective when spreading the good news that Jesus is talking about? The earth yields what it will, first the stalk, then the head, says Isaiah. The word goes out and returns. Crossmarks.com by Brian Stoffergan puts it like this. I think that parable is an art form that creates an event between the life in the story and the life of the reader. Parables are created, I think, Stoffergan says, not to be studied and interpreted so much as to be experienced. End quote. The parables of Jesus are only part of the picture telling us about the kingdom of God, or the power of Jesus to rule in the kingdom of God. Jesus came to set us free, and the witnesses of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ will go out spreading the word of the gospel like seeds thrown into the wind. We will love our neighbors best by telling them Jesus loves them now and always. It is not wasteful to spread the word like seeds in the wind. Go to everyone and don't prejudge who we tell. It is not wasteful to let the word fall on those who may not appear to be like us. God sends the word out and it comes back after doing what God intends for it to do. Because God is love and God has given Jesus the authority on earth to forgive sins, we can be free with the seeds we sow, dropping seeds everywhere. God has opened the gate of the kingdom in Jesus Christ for all to hear. It is not wasteful if God's word reaches everyone. Amen. Let us pray. God of the word, in the parables of the sower, you showed us how your word can take root and grow within us. Nurture the seeds of your word in our hearts and help us to grow in faith and love. Send your word to all creation as you open the gate of salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen.